Jesus became one of us, reside within us and in our midst to form us into a holy people, one family of God. This is the plan of the Father from the beginning. To fulfill this plan, He gave us Mary, Joseph, and Jesus as example on how to live a holy life. God gave us the Ten Commandments for this purpose, especially the fourth one, honor your father and your mother. Honor, a command for all of us children, but for parents, it also means, according to St. John Paul II, seek to deserve honor. This commandment must be remembered constantly. Our readings and the psalm today precisely instruct us to remember this commandment in order to fulfill God's plan for family. We can never deny that we live in this period of history in which marriage and family, the most basic structures of society, are facing unprecedented crisis. The tragic effects of this crisis are multiplying. To name a few, divorce, adultery, contraception, murder of unborn babies, no chastity, immodesty, fatherless households, surrogate mothers, domestic partnership, etc. All these practices destroy our fundamental need of stability and protection that family life meant to provide. Yet, as a society, we have rejected this very foundation of each person. We find ourselves in a condition very much like that of a prodigal son, who, in pursuit of worldly happiness, chose to leave his father's house and enjoyed himself with pleasure and in lawlessness. The result was he ended up miserable, impoverished, and alone. The so-called sexual revolution, which began in the 1960s, has left many in our modern world in a similar state of misery, slavery, and emptiness. The explosion of digital social network has been driven in many cases by a restless need of social connections. In absence of genuine family life, it seems that any pathetic substitute is better than nothing at all. But even virtual relationship in social media is even contributing more to isolation and loneliness. As we know some effects, even higher rate of suicide, especially for teenagers. For truly, as St. Augustine reminded us, God made our hearts for Himself, and our heart is restless until it rests in God. In the midst of this widespread crisis and confusion, the Lord Himself has come, born as one of us, a member of a human family, the Holy Family. The Son of God chose to be born and be raised as the son of Joseph and Mary. In God's design for the family, the parents have the crucial and irreplaceable role in upbringing of children. Sirach, in our first reading, explains that in family life, the father and the mother have authority over children, while the children have the duty to honor their parents. If Jesus, who is Almighty God, honored and obeyed his earthly parents, how can anyone think that we do not have to do the same? To disrespect our parents or to allow your children to disrespect you is a rejection of the beautiful plan of God has revealed to us, and a rejection of God Himself. Children will lose the blessing that God promised if they don't follow this command. Sirach said, whoever honors his fathers atones for sins and preserves himself from them. When he prays, he is heard. He store up riches or treasures, who reveres his mother. Whoever reveres his father will live a long life. He who obeys his father brings comfort to his mother. Also Saint Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is just. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and you may have long life on earth. From our second reading, Saint Paul gave us further insights in the right way to live. After a number of important virtues to practice, such as heartfelt compassion, kindness, and humility, he highlights the supreme importance of love or charity, or agape in Greek, the bond of perfection. Sacrificial love not only binds all the virtues together, it binds the life of family together. In the light of our call to love, we can understand what Saint Paul teaches afterward about specific family relationships. He says that wives have duty to be submissive to their husbands, while husbands must love their wives and avoid bitterness toward them. This part was not read in our second reading because we chose the shorter form, but it's there in your book. Maybe some people are affected by the political correctness, so they don't want to include it in our Bible, but it's there. It is in your book and it's here also. The mention of being submissive is offensive to modern ears. However, submission is fundamental building block of the disciple, the Christian life, and of family life. Our love for God is expressed in obedience, in imitation of Jesus, who submits himself totally to the Father. The Blessed Virgin Mary submit herself to Joseph, who had to travel to Bethlehem, to Egypt, and back to Nazareth. Both of them submit their own will to the will of the Father. St. Paul's teaching, rightly understood, is a valuable guide for married couples. He proposes practical disciplines based on love. In the light of basic psychology of men and women, the natural tendency of wives is to dominate the home to the point of disrespecting their husbands. Their free and conscious submission to their husbands has nothing to do with accepting abusive treatment or being regarded as slave. It is a way by which they can avoid being controlling or manipulative and find the freedom to serve selflessly. The natural tendency of husbands is to take their wives for granted. When they sense their wives are overbearing, they tend to withdraw emotionally and bury themselves in their work, growing even more resentful. St. Paul's counsel is that the husband must overcome these weaknesses with charity or self-sacrificing love. As he said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. So all of us have to love one another with Jesus as the model. But St. Paul says husbands should imitate Jesus in loving their wives, ready to die for them. St. Joseph lived this life in total submission to the will of God, humbly serving out of love, providing and protecting his family. He lived his life entirely for the good of his wife and his son. He would sacrifice anything, even his life, for them. And Mary knows this, and she submits herself to whatever he tells her to do. Many times they have to pack up their belongings and travel far distances. They were at peace, even in difficult circumstances. Jesus grows up in an atmosphere of love. His first human experience of sacrificial love is right in his own family. When he grows up, he put the lessons he learned into practice by loving us all to the end on the cross. May the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph protect each of our families, the family of God, His church.